Let us sit with an attitude of surrender to the Lord, invoking God's grace. And Pujya Gurudev's blessings. Let us sit with a resolve not to move for the next 25, 30 minutes physically. Keep my body still without movement. Because movement of the body causes disturbance in the mind. Let us also keep the mind focused on the goal of meditation, the purpose of meditation. And that is the Lord within the consciousness, the self. Eyes softly closed. Soft smile on the lips. We can start with Anulom Vilom. Put your fingers above your eyebrows and breathe in and out through the left 5 times. Right 5 times, and then alternating both sides. Pay attention to the gap in between the breath. Slow, deep breaths. Continue to breathe slow and deep, chanting Om as we breathe out. Consciously relax the body from head to toe. Completely relaxed. Pay attention to each part and relax. When the body is relaxed, the mind becomes quiet. And when the mind is quiet, the body will relax. What is Om? Om consists of A, U, Ma, Om. A represents the waking state. U represents the dream state. And Ma represents the deep sleep. Om is Om. Om emerges from silence and merges back into the silence as we chant. The silence is the fourth state called Turiya, or the state of enlightenment. So while chanting Om, pay attention to the silence in between. Today's shloka is Om Itikaksharam Brahma Vyaharan Mam Anusmaran Yah Prajati Tyajandeham Tadoyati Paramgati. Om is one syllable chant, which represents Brahman, the consciousness. It is God's name, which represents the entire creation and the infinite, which sustains the whole creation. And one who chants that should chant it remembering me, God says, Sri Krishna says. So when we chant Om, it should not be done mechanically, Om, Om, but I should remember the infinite Lord when I'm chanting Or I can remember my Ishta Devta, whether Shri Krishna, Lord Shiva, whoever that is. And this chanting should be slow and continuous without break. And Bhagwan says, one who leaves this body chanting Om reaches the highest goal. Reaches the Supreme. So how will I remember Om at the time of death? By chanting it constantly. It can be Om, it can be the name of your Ishta Devta, but the more you chant it throughout, the more your chances of remembering it at the last breath. So continuous chanting of the Lord's name is takes us to the meditative state. So let us chant Om 3 times loudly, 3 times whisper, and then in the mind. All together. Om. Pay attention to the gap. Now 3 times whisper where only you can hear it, nobody else. Oh. Now for the next 10 minutes or so, Keep chanting Om mentally in the mind, slowly, and lengthen the gap in between each Om. Not continuous, but give a break and pay attention to the silence. That silence is what we need to reach. So silencing the chanting will silence the mind. Ultimately, when the mind becomes quiet, you can stop the chanting and stay in silence. If the mind gets disturbed, you can resume the chanting until the mind becomes quiet. So chant the Om mentally, slowly, with full attention in the mind. And slowly lengthen the gap till the mind becomes quiet. Then the chanting can stop. शांति, शांति, हरि ओम श्री गुरु, हरि ओम। Try to maintain silence for the next 10 minutes till the Gita class and mentally keep chanting Om. Thanks.